shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We still have some wind and even some rain in our forecast this morning. We have a wind advisory up until 6 a.m. I'll show you what to expect as you head out the door.
And several residents had to evacuate this apartment complex here in Chapel Hill after high flood waters went rising in their home. We're hearing from some of those residents.
And this morning, we expect to find out when you'll be able to place mobile bets on sports here in North Carolina. The timeline Governor Cooper thinks is possible. It is 4:30. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, and a windy Wednesday, at least for this morning. I could hear the wind on my car as I was driving down the Beltline coming into work. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. You can hear it in Laura's live shots right there as well. We had a wild one yesterday for sure. And Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. And, you know, we got to get through today again. And then we have Friday coming our way, right?
We do. And, you know, yesterday, we were so busy talking about what was happening yesterday that we did declare Friday a WRL weather alert day. So just keep that in mind. We're going to get to that coming up in just a few minutes. But our wind advisory is in effect until 6 a.m. We're seeing some gusts up there around 40 to 45 miles per hour. Still, that system is slowly pulling away from us. We take a look at some of the gusts. It's gusting to 45 in Fayetteville right now, 34 in Raleigh and Durham, 30 in Goldsboro, 29 in Roxboro, 33 in Southern Pines. Our wind is still coming out of the southwest, so it's not terribly cold this morning, but we're steady anywhere from about 15 to 20, 25 miles per hour. So it is blowing around out there. When I stepped out the door this morning, it was raining. I'm like, really? It's still out there? So yeah, this storm is still trying to pull away. No more severe weather, but we're definitely seeing some isolated showers. You can see that right along the I-85 corridor and over toward Wilson County and Nash County down toward Goldsboro as well. Just a little lingering rain. That's only going to last for a few more hours, and then we'll be finished with that. Skies will be clearing. You can see Futurecast here at 4:30. Those couple of bands of rain, that zips on out of here by 6 o'clock, and by 7 o'clock, we're seeing some sunshine. And we'll see that sunshine for the rest of the day. So this is the day that we look at day three from our severe weather threat for Friday, and we're back at it again. We have a level three risk in our southern counties and a level two risk for the remainder of the viewing area. So once again, we're looking at the chance of some damaging winds, some heavy rain, and some tornadoes. Take a look at the approach of this system. You can see it back to the west. We're going to see another warm front that moves through, and that system will arrive once again in the evening, maybe a little bit later than what we saw yesterday, but we'll get into more details coming up. It is windy in Goldsboro right now, 50 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 18. Again, we're gusting 35 to 40. We'll see a cool afternoon with a high of 52 under sunny skies. Scary moments for people in a home near North Hills in Raleigh as a tree brought down during the storm crashed through the roof and into the house. Kelsey Coffey drove the WRL storm tracker to that area, and she joins us now. That's where she joins us live from. Kelsey, thankfully, no one was hurt.
And Renee, it's really a miracle that no one was hurt, because if you can just take a look at this home here, it's pretty dark out, but you can see that that tree fell on top of the home, crashed into the roof. The winds were so strong, it just threw the tree on top of the home. Take a look at this video of the damage from inside of the house. You can see that a hole is inside of the roof and insulation is scattered all over the house. So we're still experiencing the impacts from yesterday's storm. More than 4,000 customers are still without power across Wake County. So we'll keep you updated on those power outages throughout the day. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Several people are out of their homes. The apartments in Chapel Hill this morning that got damaged after flooding caused significant mess. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Camelot Village. And Laura, this isn't the first time these people who live there have had to deal with these flooding issues.
It is not, Jeff, and a lot of those folks are fed up, as you can imagine. Here you can see at the Camelot Apartments, much of that flood water has receded. We see a little puddles here and there, but the good news is a lot of that water here is gone. Now take a look at this jaw-dropping video that residents sent us last night. Outside the complex, you can see the water was knee-deep as that person was walking through it. But we also got a look at the inside of an apartment complex where the damage was much worse. You could see a bedroom and items submerged in water. And this is an area that frequently sees flooding because of a creek in the middle of the complex. Vanessa Bird tells us it's an issue that should be addressed immediately.
I feel terrible. I feel disappointed. I feel humiliated. I feel like they should have done something about this a long time ago.
Seven people had to be evacuated from the apartment complex. The town of Chapel Hill is working with those residents, coordinating resources to help them. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Wake County Public Schools will stick to their normal schedule today, but several school systems are delaying their start times this morning. Durham Public Schools will be on a two-hour delay. And the districts you see here in yellow, including Johnston, Cumberland, and Nash County Schools, all operating on a two-hour delay. Warren County Schools are closed today, but it's an optional teacher workday. Rogdon Primary in Wayne County will be closed today because of roof damage from the storm. The full list is on WREL.com and on the bottom of your screen.
A health center in Moore County had severe damage it suffered during that storm. This photo, posted to Facebook by the Seven Lakes Health and Fitness Center, shows the roof of the center's pool facility collapsed. Management of the center says they're working as quickly as they can to fix the damage, but the center will be closed until further notice.
As you wait for the National Weather Service's confirmation on whether a tornado hit Catawba County, here's a look at Claremont, where that possible tornado touched down. We know that one person died. Down trees, roofs, ripped from homes, and more. This is in a mobile home park in the city of Claremont, northwest of Charlotte. A nurse who has clients in the area went to check on them and witnessed just how much damage the storm caused.
It was very heartbreaking and devastating. Trees were down everywhere. People were just walking along the roads, soaking wet. Everybody was trying to help, whether it be clear trees or make sure that everybody was okay.
In addition to one person dying, four others were injured, including one left in critical condition.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I'm staying on top of power outages right now. Still a lot of customers without power in North Carolina total. There's about 60,000 people without power. But closer to home, Wake County seeing about 4,600 outages right now. Durham seeing 2,900. Johnston County, 1,500. And Moore County seeing 2,300 outages right now. Duke Energy crews, of course, working very hard to get everybody's power back on. I'll stay on top of this and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Thanks, Michelle. Today we could find out when folks will be able to place mobile bets on sports in North Carolina. State Lottery Commission could announce a start date during its meeting that begins at 10 this morning. This week, Governor Roy Cooper told WREL the plan is to launch mobile sports betting by the NCAA tournament time in March. When WREL Sports investigative reporter Brian Murphy sat down with Carolina Hurricanes president Don Waddell to discuss the NHL team's agreement with Fanatics Sportsbook this week. It is an interview you will see only on WREL. Waddell has been a leading proponent of sports betting in North Carolina, often meeting with lawmakers to help push the issue. Coming up tonight on WREL, Waddell goes in-depth on why the Canes picked Fanatics as a partner where an in-person sports book may go around PNC and what legal sports betting will mean to the team and its fans.
It's been, like I said, it's been a lot of highs, a lot of lows, went up and down, and to finally get to this point, I can't wait. We had the governor here at the game the other night, and him and I were talking about it, and we're both excited. We're at this point, and we'll be more excited when it gets crossed.
Be sure to tune in for more of that interview tonight right here on WREL.
A 19-year-old Holly Springs man accused of sharing explicit images of children is expected in court today. Cole Perota is behind bars on a $2 million bond for the sexual exploitation of a child. The arrest warrant shows he shared images of girls and boys as young as a year old. Perota is charged with 10 counts of sexual exploitation, including first and second degree.
VinFast is showing off its first electric pickup truck concept at this year's CES convention in Las Vegas. That's the Consumer Electronics Show. The company unveiled its VF Wild yesterday. VinFast classifies it as a mid-sized truck. WREL reached out to the company about whether it will be produced at the plant being built in Chatham County. VinFast says the VF Wild is still a concept car and no decision has been made about where it will be made.
Scary moments when a group of masked intruders raided a TV station in Ecuador. New details on how many people have been arrested.
And a defamation case against former President Donald Trump is set to begin next week. Coming up, the decision made by the judge in this case about the use of an infamous recording of Trump during that trial.
And this is a live look at Clayton, where the roads are damp. Parts of our area still under a wind advisory right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us which counties are impacted.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. It is still windy as you're heading out the door. The remnants of this system are still pulling out. We still even have a little bit of patchy light rain for another hour or so. The wind advisory is in effect until 6 a.m., but the winds will continue to die down as we get through the morning. Expect gusts this morning up to around 40 miles per hour, and then after that, beginning to taper down. We do have some one more band of rain there along the I-85 corridor, one along the I-95 corridor. That's all going to be out of here, like I said, within an hour or so. It's not something that's going to be having a major impact on our morning commute. It is windy and it's still a little wet out there. This is a live look at Sanford right now. If you're headed out the door for exercise, you might find a lot of limbs out on the roads this morning. Our temperatures this afternoon will be cool with sunshine, 52.
The severe weather is being blamed for the death of a man in Georgia. Authorities say the 78-year-old was killed when a tree fell on his car on a highway outside of Atlanta. It happened as a line of strong storms passed through with powerful winds and heavy rains.
Heavy rainfall caused a retaining wall to collapse in western North Carolina, crushing four parked cars. Three of the cars belonged to post office employees in the town of Tryon. That's in Polk County. No one was hurt. The owner of the building near the lot claims he's warned officials in the past about possible dangers of that wall.
Terrifying moments caught on camera when a public television station in Ecuador was raided. Video shows masked men breaking onto the set of the TC television network during a Tuesday live broadcast. This is them waving guns. They were armed with explosives. Authorities arrested all of the intruders in short time. In total, 13 people are in custody. Officials say they'll be charged with terrorism. There have been a series of attacks in Ecuador in the wake of the prison escape of a powerful gang leader. President Daniel Noboa has declared a national state of emergency there. Law enforcement agencies are facing a 45% increase in officer requirements and 18% increase in resignations. State leaders are proposing ideas to improve that situation, including hiring bonuses and stopping pension penalties. Apex Police Chief Jason Armstrong said this is an issue affecting all law enforcement agencies.
If I steal some officers from another agency, that may help me, but that's hurting another agency. And our responsibility is not just to one community, it's to everybody in North Carolina.
Recruitment efforts in Apex include a $5,000 bonus for people who complete basic law enforcement training, plus a $10,000 bonus for out-of-state transfers and a stipend for former military police.
One of former President Donald Trump's more infamous moments on a hot mic can be used in a case against him. A judge ruled the Access Hollywood tape can be played in the defamation trial brought by E. Jean Carroll. Trump was recorded in 2005 making suggestive comments, including bragging about his ability to grab a woman by her private parts. The jury will be allowed to watch the video before they decide how much he has to pay Carroll. Last year, a judge found Trump defamed Carroll after she said he raped her in a New York store during the mid-1990s. The trial begins next week.
More North Carolina school buses are going electric. The EPA announced it'll provide $1 billion for thousands of electric school buses nationwide. 114 of those buses will come to North Carolina. The Durham Public School System will receive 38 of those buses. A few other districts in our area will also get some. The EPA says electric school buses reduce exhaust, lower emissions, and reduce maintenance and fuel costs.
Breeze Airways is adding flights from RDU with two new destinations. The airline will begin nonstop flights to San Diego starting April 30th, and it will launch flights to Westchester County Airport in New York May 3rd. That's not far from the New York metro area. Flights to both new destinations are available a couple days each week.
Disney World is bringing back some pre-pandemic perks, and now most guests at the Florida resort will not need park reservations. This means you don't have to select which park you want to visit when you buy tickets. Also, hopping between parks during the day can now happen at any time. During the pandemic, guests had to wait until 2 p.m. to use the park hopper. Lastly, the Disney dining plan has also returned.
It is 447, and yesterday's winds are still with us. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center to walk us through our wind advisory.
It's in effect until 6 a.m., so just another hour and 15 minutes or so. We're seeing gusts, though, up to 40, 45 miles per hour. Last time we looked, we were up to almost 45 in Fayetteville. We'll check that in just a second. But we'll continue to see winds out of the south-southwest to about 15 to 25 and gusting to around 40. It is still 43 in Fayetteville, so gusting to 43 in Fayetteville, 34 in Clinton, Durham, and Raleigh, 33 in Southern Pines. At 6 o'clock, once that advisory drops, it's not that it won't still be windy, but once we drop it down below 40, it takes us out of the wind advisory, but it's still going to be a windy start this morning. It's going to be a while before those winds die down. Still a little bit of rain, too, right along the I-85 corridor and the I-95 corridor, rolling right across Nash County into Edgecombe County, but that's all pulling out. That's going to be the end of the rain for us. We'll zoom in, and you can see from Durham up through Oxford, Henderson, up toward Roanoke Rapids, and also getting ready to push right across Rocky Mount. So we're seeing that rain. That's going to move into Edgecombe and Halifax counties. Nothing severe, just a quick little band of rain that rolled through, and it was coming over my house when I walked out the door this morning. We take a look at Futurecast. You can see, again, by 6 o'clock, that's out of here, so about another hour or so. After that, we should see clearing skies. It will be a breezy morning. It's on the mild side because we had so much warmth with that storm yesterday. We're looking at our winds coming out of the southwest still, but shortly we'll see those winds shifting, and that's going to cool our temperatures off for this afternoon. The cold front that helped to bring us the severe weather yesterday has moved on out, but we have another sort of weak band that's coming across the region right now. A little bit of snow possible in the mountains with that, but the whole thing starts to pull away right behind it. We have another system that comes in on Friday that's likely to produce some severe storms. So far, the bulk of the tornadoes were down along the coast of Florida, the Gulf Coast down in southern Georgia. We're waiting to hear. The Weather Service is going to go out and survey back in Catawba County. There's a possible tornado there, but look at all that wind damage. All those gray circles are wind damage reports, and look at that wind shaking the camera right now in Goldsboro. Right now it's 50 degrees, so it's not terribly chilly. We'll see temperatures falling a bit this morning into the 40s, and then we'll climb back up to around 52, so about where we are right now for the afternoon. 51 in Durham, 54 in Fayetteville. With clearing skies. Here comes the next system. It is a WRAL weather alert day for Friday. Showers and storms. Severe weather likely again. We take a look at our level 2 and 3 risk. It's level 3 in our southern counties, level 2 elsewhere. That means we have the potential for wind damage. Again, we're going to walk through that coming up on Futurecast in just a little bit. But of course, Friday is a WRAL weather alert day, and it will be warm again at 60. We have a holiday weekend coming up. It looks quiet for the holiday weekend, including Martin Luther King Day itself, with a high of 52.
There's big news for Star Wars fans. A Mandalorian movie is coming to the big screen. We'll tell you everything we know about that film next.
And this year's lineup for Bonnaroo has been released. Who's headlining and when you can get tickets.
Plenty of movie news today, so let's check in with David Daniel for the Hollywood Minute.
You're the great improviser, but this... you can't do in your head.
Oppenheimer is the top nominee at this year's AARP Movies for Grown-Ups Awards. It's nominated in 6 categories, including the big one, Best Movie for Grown-Ups. Also up for the top prize, Killers of the Flower Moon with 5 overall nominations, The Color Purple with 4 nods, Barbie with 2 nominations, and Maestro also with 2. Winners will be announced in the February-March issue of AARP The Magazine.
I'm just trying to make the best movie I can.
And he'll be doing that at Warner Brothers. Tom Cruise has signed on to a partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery to develop and produce both original and franchise theatrical films. He'll still be free to work with other studios. It's been nearly 20 years since Cruise had a formal studio deal.
The greatest artists of a generation came together to save some lives.
Must be in a dream, huh?
Hello, hello.
But we only had one night to get this right. Let's get this party started.
The greatest night in pop goes inside the 1985 recording of the charity single, We Are the World. Dozens of top artists checked their egos at the door and took part in the now iconic song. The documentary debuts January 29th on Netflix. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
The newest sport available at the Rocky Mount Event Center is pickleball. There are now 6 indoor pickleball courts available at the Downtown Event Center. Lessons are available through a partnership with the Professional Pickleball Registry. Courts are available for open play from 8 to 4, Monday through Thursday, and Tuesday and Thursday nights from 5:30 to 8:30.
Some great news for Star Wars fans. Disney announced The Mandalorian is coming to the big screen. Director Jon Favreau will produce and direct the movie spinoff titled The Mandalorian and Grogu. Grogu is also known by fans as Baby Yoda. And production for the film will start this year.
So Baby Yoda gets some screen time, yeah. No release date set yet, but the last Star Wars film, that was back in 2019 for The Rise of Skywalker. You remember the crowds for that, Jeff.
Yeah, I do, and I expect very much the same this time. Mandalorian on the big screen.
The lineup for this year's Bonnaroo Music Festival has been released. Headliners for the three-day festival include Pretty Lights, Fisher, Post Malone, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Fred again. The festival runs from June 13th through the 16th in Manchester, Tennessee. You can get pre-sale tickets this Thursday at 10 a.m.
Happening today in Moore County, Southern Pines is opening its second Story Walk location at Whitehall Reservoir Park. These are pictures from the first day, the first Story Walk trail they opened. This was last month. You can read along with a story as you walk along the trail. The first story featured will be Something Someday. The ribbon cutting will be at 4 p.m., and there'll be hot chocolate, cookies, and kids' crafts. They'll also be collecting winter clothing like coats, hats, and scarves.
We're keeping an eye on storm damage around the area this morning after those gusty winds and heavy rain yesterday. Kelsey Coffey is in the WRL Storm Tracker. She'll join us live at 5.
We also have a recall to tell you about that is affecting nearly 140,000 Ford vehicles. We'll tell you which make and models could have safety issues.
And it's a big weekend for football with the NFL playoffs starting. Coming up in our next half hour, the record that could be set during the Dolphins-Chiefs game.